Genesis chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The call of Abram. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Really good if the young people would like to come and join me at the front. Just come and sit or kneel around the edge, and I'm looking forward to your help. As you come up, I've got a little bit of colouring for you to do. So why don't you, you fast colourer. Thanks, Tim.
There we go. Great.
And these ones as well. And there's some stickers as well.
Okay.
Fantastic. Now, so if you have a quick look on the screen, home, sweet home. On Mothering Sunday is traditionally a holiday when we come home and spend time with our family. So I wanted to ask a question first. What are some of the best things about home? Got a microphone here. If any young people would like to help me, go for it, Matthew. Some of the best things about home.
Get to play on the iPad and watch TV.
Is that on, Stephen? Do you want to do it again?
Get to play on the iPad and watch TV.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other great things about home? Cherry?
My own bed.
Your own bed. Any other things about home that you absolutely love? Yes, Lily May.
That you get to eat food.
You get to eat food. Fantastic. Anyone else? What about who might be at home? Yeah.
My mum.
Your mum. Your mum's at home. Yeah?
My dog.
Your dog's at home. Anyone else? One more wonderful thing at home. Yeah.
My dog as well.
Your dog as well. Fantastic. There's lots of wonderful things about home. But in the Bible story that we've just had read, Abram is called to leave home. He's called to leave all of those wonderful things and go to another place, a place that he does not yet know. Now put your hands up if you've ever moved house. Put your hands up if you've moved house. Yeah, lots of people. Keep your hands up if you've ever moved house to another town. Yeah, hands down. And what did it feel like? What did it feel like when you moved house, any young people? You were too little to know. Anyone else will tell us what it felt like? Nobody at the moment. It felt a little bit nerve-wracking. I've got a picture of us. That was when we were moving from Basingstoke, about to load up the lorry, moving house. I know some of you actually are not in your own house at the moment, and that's hard, isn't it? You long to be home. Well, God called Abraham to leave, and when he called him to leave, he promised something better. He called him to leave, but promised something better. Now, can I just distract you from colouring for a moment? Who likes sweets like this? Haribo sweets. Matthew, would you like some Haribo sweets? Now, hang on a minute. Don't open them, because I want to make a promise to you, Matthew. If you give me back those sweets, I promise that I'll give you something at the end of this talk that's even better. Do you trust me to give me back those sweets and you'll get something even better? No. No. Come on. Well done. It's hard actually to trust, is it? But Matthew, I promise at the end I will give you something even better than those Haribo sweets. Let's have a look at our story together. And the first thing we see then, that God calls Abraham to leave home. He calls him to leave home. Let me just read that first sentence again. The Lord had said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Now, some of you have been colouring in some things, and I would really, really love one of those flags. Can we have one of those flags? And Tim is going to help. Is it all right, maybe take a flag? We're going to pin it on. Somebody would be willing to give one of the flags. There's two flags here. It would be really great if we can have one. You can carry it on later on. Let's put a flag up. There we are. Abraham was called to leave his country. That's the first thing. And then Abraham was called to leave his people. So can we have, brilliant Lois, have one of these. There we go. There's his people. There you go, Tim. And finally, Abraham was called to leave his father's house. Thank you very much, Fergus. There we go. There's the house for my beautiful assistant, Tim. So Abraham was called to leave all that he knew, all that he loved, to go somewhere that God was going to show him, but he didn't yet know what it would be like. Now, that's hard, isn't it? But in our reading, did you notice that when God called him, he also gave him a promise? And you know what? Whenever God calls us to do something or commands us to do something, he doesn't just say, right, go and do it, go and do it. He also gives us a promise, something that we can hold on to. Now, that's exactly what I was doing with Matthew before. I said, if you give me those Haribo, I promise that I will give you something better later on. Now, Matthew doesn't know what that is going to be. Abraham didn't know exactly what God was going to give him. But he promised, and he trusted Abraham. He trusted that he was trustworthy. And Matthew found it quite hard, actually, to trust that I was trustworthy. But in the end, he did do that. So let's see what the promise was. Oh, excuse me. Here it is. He promised a better home. So he said, leave your home, and I promise to give you a better home. Now, instead of me reading a little bit of that reading, we're going to show a short video clip of what happened to Abraham. Are you ready at the back there, Stephen? Fantastic. So everyone have a look on the screens, and we're going to watch it for a few seconds. Listening carefully to that. There is one word that begins with but, begins with B, that the person said a number of times. Did anybody hear a word beginning with B? I should have asked you at the beginning. Go on, Matthew. You're on. A billion? Not quite. Felicity? But? Not quite. Fergus? Banana? No. Bless. Fantastic, Arwen. Bless. Lots of times God said, I'm going to bless you. Now, can someone tell me what that word means? Does anyone know what the word to be blessed means? It might be a grown-up needs to... Lily May? Loved. It certainly means loved. And it can mean even more than that as well, Matthew. Looked after, absolutely. Loved, looked after, and it can mean even more. That can mean have lots and lots of wonderful things. God is promising to shower Abraham with love and care and wonderful things. And the most wonderful thing, as you've already suggested, is that you know God, are loved by him, and are part of his family. And that is what God's promising Abraham. Now, let's see how you're getting on with your colouring. Where's Tim? Where's Tim? Brilliant. If you can go around to the other side. And the first thing that God said to Abraham is he said, I'm going to make you into a great nation. So who's got the map of Israel down there? I've got a map of Israel. Brilliant. Thank you very much. So he said, I'm going to take you to a place. And a few sentences later, he said, I promise to give you a land. Oh, do you not know your geography, Tim? Got to go the right way up. There we go. There we go. And when you've put that in, there's a picture of Abraham's growing family that's going to live in that land. I'll give it to you in just a second. Fantastic. So he promised a great nation. And then he promised that he would be famous. So here's Abraham. He's going to be a star. Let's stick that one up. Abraham lived about 4,000 years ago, and he's still really famous and well known around the world. And then the other thing that he promised was to look after him, to protect him. Anyone who did anything bad to Abraham, God would step in. Anyone who did anything good to Abraham, God would bless them. Protection. Anyone got the bodyguard? Here we go. Billy May. There we go. Protection. Wonderful, wonderful things. Add all this up together. It means that Abraham and his family are going to be loved and cared for by God. They're going to be a great family. They're going to be God's family. Wonderful, wonderful blessings. But at the end of that, there was something even more amazing than that. Because God said to Abraham, the blessings I give to you, you are going to share with other people. Everyone who comes in contact with Abraham is going to also be blessed in this way. And in fact, it said, all the world in the end will be blessed. So, there we go. There's our picture of us arriving in a better place here in Frogmore. And there is the world. The whole world is going to be blessed through Abraham's family. And the world needs blessing, doesn't it? We've been learning in the last few weeks why the world is the way it is, why there's so much trouble in the world. And it's because we've turned our backs on God. We've started to live for ourselves and not trust him. And because of that, the world is in a mess. But now, God is coming to put things to right. And he started off with this one man, Abraham, and the promises, these wonderful promises that he gave to him. And many, many, many years later, Abraham's great, 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 great grandson was very famous indeed. Can anyone tell me the really, really famous great, 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 great grandson of Abraham that we love here at Holy Trinity? Who's on it? Katie, do you want to have a go?
It's Jesus.
Do you want to put that on? Go again. Go.
Is it Jesus?
Yes, well done, Katie. It is Jesus. And it's through Jesus and through coming to him and trusting in him that we can become part of Abraham's family, part of God's family, and have all of those wonderful blessings for ourselves. So, think again about our story. God called Abraham to leave home. That was hard. But he promised him a better home, a much, much better home. And us today, we too can share in that as well. But how is it that we can share in all the blessings of Abraham? Do we have to leave our homes and go to a new home? Well, we sort of do, but it's just a little bit different. Can anyone tell me what is the home that Christians, believers in Jesus, are looking forward to one day? The amazing home that we are looking forward to.
Heaven.
Thank you, Matthew, very much indeed. Heaven. So we should have a picture of the city, the eternal city, heaven. And if we can stick that up on that side. All of us today, if we trust in Abraham's God, if we trust in Jesus, we are on our way to heaven. That's where we're going. And we're leaving a picture of the world. Someone want to give me a world? He's been colouring. Oh, it's already there. It's already there. Well, actually, do you know what? That ought to go on the other side, Tim. Now, one day, all of us are going to leave this world. And if we're trusting in Jesus, then we are going to a new home, a better home in heaven. But we can't get there yet. Now, you know that people say sometimes, home is where your heart is. And if our heart is set on heaven, if our heart is set on Jesus, then that is where we are going. If we trust in him today, we are part of Abraham's family and we're on our way to heaven. So we are called to live like this world is no longer our true home and live like heaven is where our heart and our home really is. And so the message of Mothering Sunday is that God is saying, come and join my family and come and share in a better home forever. Now, just let's just think about some families for you for a moment. Imagine you were invited to join this family, the Incredibles. Wouldn't that be wonderful to be invited to join that family? There's their home, the Incredibles house. Or imagine you are invited to join the royal family. That's just happened, hasn't it, to this lady, Meghan. She's been invited into the royal family. And there's their home, a wonderful home. Or imagine that you received one of these, a letter accepting you into the Hogwarts family. Now, you would not say no to that letter. Put your hands up if you would say no to that letter of acceptance. Yeah, no, no. Oh, Matthew might say no. These three kind of invitations to families are wonderful invitations that we would not say no to. But God's family is far, far better than any of these. Let's move it on. There we go. Mothering Sunday is the traditional time when we come back home and gather together as our family, as our church families. But Abraham had to leave his home. But he was called and promised a better home. He was actually coming to his real home. Let me just read something for grown-ups. This is from the New Testament. It says this, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the promise. He was looking forward to a city without foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Ultimately, Abraham, like us, was looking forward to heaven. And that's the call of Mothering Sunday. Come home to God and enjoy eternal life in heaven. And I just wonder, is there anyone here today that maybe you've joined us and maybe you just sense perhaps God is calling you home? Come home, he's saying. Put God in your heart and you can have that promise of eternal life in heaven. Today would be a great day to respond to his call to come. Now, as we finish, remember our pack of Haribo. I promised that if you gave up this, I'd give you something better. Okay, here it is. An enormous pack of Haribo. Now listen, before I give it to you, Matthew, here's a question. What did Abraham do with the amazing blessings that he received? What did he do with them? Did he keep them to himself? What happened? Anyone? He shared them with the whole world. So I'll give it to you in just a second. When you get this, please share it with everybody. They're jelly sweets. Probably ought to not open them. Check your mum's dads are happy for you to eat them. But you can each take, I hope, there's enough, each take a packet. Here you go, Matthew. Hold on to it for just a second. And I'm going to say a very, very happy Mother's Day to everybody. Matthew, go on, open them and share them around, and we'll get ready in just a second for our next song. Thank you all.